Carlsbad, People, Purpose, and Impact, an essential podcast for those who live, work, visit, and play in Carlsbad.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. My name is Brett Schonsenbach. I'm the president and CEO at the Carlsbad Chamber of Commerce, and I am your host today. And I'm excited to have with me Travis Christman. Travis is the president of Coastal Pay. Travis, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Brett. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you. Now, I was doing some background work and just trying to get to know you a little bit before our time today, and it looks like you're like a San Diego kid. Coronado High School, is that right?
Yep. I grew up in Chula Vista, and okay. My mom is a high school teacher at Coronado High, so I went to middle school and high school in Coronado.
That's interesting. My mom was a high school teacher as well, and so I had to do the same thing. I had to go to school. Even though I lived in a different district, I went to school where she taught, you know, which was a good experience. Hopefully it was a good experience for you too.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, awesome. And then you were off to Sonoma State?
Yes. After high school, I went to Sonoma State.
But your focus was on computer science.
Correct. I picked up my first computer class in high school. And that was web design. And then that led to an interest in computers. And from web design, I started a C++ class.
Yep.
That was done by Southwestern College that they did at Coronado High School after hours.
Oh, nice.
And I just fell in love with computers and computer science.
Right on. So from there, you know, you had a little bit of different, before you got into credit cards and payments, which we're going to definitely talk about. Talk about your experience, because it looks like you went a couple different directions, maybe some real estate in there, some things, maybe?
Yep. So after college, I founded my first company, which was a pedicab company in downtown San Diego. Did that for a couple of years. I remember waking up one day and realized that this is not for me, and I wanted to do real estate. So start of a new year, and started studying for the real estate exam. Took the exam, passed the exam. And I'll never forget, I went to my best friend's mom at the time to see if I could work for her and shadow her. And that was in 2007, I believe. And she said she didn't have enough work.
Oh, wow.
And so I ended up moving to Mexico and working for a company called Baja 123 and selling real estate in Mexico for a couple of years.
Wow. So was that selling mostly to like Americans who were buying second home type of deal, or selling to the locals in Mexico?
Yeah, mostly it was vacation / retirement homes for Americans and Canadians.
Oh, wow. Fascinating.
Yep.
So from that, walk us through the inspiration or the decision to start Coastal Pay, or if you have some stops along the way before you got there, give us that journey a little bit.
Yeah, so my mother, you know, had me read a book called What Color Is Your Parachute? And it was interesting. It was a very easy book to read. Finished it, I think, in a day. And it basically just walked me through what my life purpose was and, you know, basically how to find like the right job for me. And it made me think that what I like and love was I love to travel and I like sales. And so after reading it, I went online and started looking for a job in travel and sales. And I'll never forget, I went on Craigslist and there's a company called Payment Systems that was 1.2 miles from the house.
Nice.
And the hiring manager from Dallas called me and his name was Travis. And he said, How soon can you get to the office? So they set up an interview that same day. And next you know, they wanted me to start next day.
Wow. That is very cool. I've not heard of that book. Say it again. What was it?
What Color Is My Parachute?
What Color Is My
Parachute?
It's
a red book, I believe.
Very cool. I'm gonna look that one up.
Yep.
So that got you your first start into the world of credit card payments. And take us, what's the next step that at some point you decided, I can do this on my own, or I can lead my own company, or how did that journey happen?
Yeah, so that's a fun one. So I started out as in the call center where I was making phone calls and basically booking appointments for the outside sales team.
Yep.
So I didn't start out in the traveling position that I wanted to. I did that for about 6 months. And then I graduated or moved up into that outside sales role. Where I was traveling, and did that for a couple months. And me and my business partner, Kevin got an offer from another company to switch to Securus Payments, also a Carlsbad company and Portland company. And we decided to move from Payment Systems to Securus. So we basically spent a year at Payment Systems. We spent about a year at Securus. And then after about a year is when, you know, we were watching this company grow and we felt like we were contributing a lot to this growth and we wanted to do it ourselves. We saw some areas of opportunity for increased customer service and product. So finally, after, you know, several months of talking it over with Kevin, you know, he kind of gave me the green light that he was willing to take the leap of faith and we started planning. We planned it out for about 6 months. So we sat down, there was a group of four of us that took a baseline business plan. And every evening when we weren't working, we went over this business plan to build our synergy and really to line out exactly what our goal was and to execute when the time was right.
Awesome. That's great. All right. Well, why don't we talk about what makes Coastal Pay unique? What makes them different? What makes them a great place for a company who maybe is learning about them for the very first time hearing this podcast? Why should they, you know, consider coming over and doing business with you?
Excellent question. So, you know, I think product is what defines every successful company, how good a product and technology that they have, along with the customer service. And since 2017, we've really focused in on developing our product to be the most valuable in the marketplace. And that, you know, relies on me going to a lot of trade shows, speaking to trade shows, you know, learning what else is out there, you know, looking at the technology, building our own technology. And to answer your question, you know, we're focused as a company on software and integrations. We feel software integrations in the payment space is the future. So we've got, you know, full-time developers that are working around the clock, you know, here in the U.S. And also overseas that are building out technology, automations, integrations, stuff that's going to give us and our customers the cutting edge and also make their businesses more efficient with the most valuable products out there. So, you know, one of the things we've created recently is we call it our sign-up link. So if you go to coastalpay.com and you click sign up, you can log in with Facebook or Apple or Google, and you can walk through that entire process of getting a merchant account. Instead of, you look at like the old school model where you have to reach out to a salesperson, they've got to send you an application, you got to send them documents, voided check, driver's license, going back and forth, then underwriting's requesting more documents, and there's just a lot of this back and forth that slows down the process. And, you know, Stripe and Square have done a really good job at proving this concept that you don't need a salesperson, even though it's nice to have that customer service. And so we've built that, but we also have a pretty decent-sized sales team as well, of 400-plus agents that can help walk them through that sign-up link process as well.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, I saw on your website this concept of instant boarding.
Yes.
And that's what you were just describing, right? That ability to just get up and going right away.
Yeah, so when we take a step back and we listen to the pain points in our industry, and that I would say is the biggest feedback that we get, is the length of time to get a merchant account up and running from when you submit it. And so that's why we built our sign-up link. Sign-up link is the customer-facing portal. Then once that goes over to underwriting, that's when our magic happens, right? Is how quickly can we approve this account and get the merchant up and running. And nice. We've automated a lot of the underwriting process to get that account approved right away.
Oh, that's excellent. You mentioned integration and stuff. I saw on your website that you already have over 2,000 software vendors that you integrate with. Talk about that.
Yeah, so, you know, back to the software and integrations. If there's 2,000 different softwares, you know, all those companies have their list of clients, and it just shows how important, you know, these software and technologies are, especially for certain industries, whether it's auto or restaurant or hotel. You know, there's different softwares that cater to these businesses, and they want to have integrated solutions that have all the bells and whistles. Yeah. So, you know, TSYS alone has about 700-800. First Data alone has about 700-800. Elavon's got about 300. And those are processing platforms. And then you've got gateways as well, like Verosa and Rectangle Health. Wow. That are third-party gateways that have their own set of integrations. So our goal as a company is to partner with all of them and offer all of them so we can be that one-stop shop for the merchants and for our agents.
That's amazing. And I also saw, you know, there's become more and more popular these days. Mostly, I would say, well, it definitely started in the consumer-to-consumer vein is things like Venmo, right? But I know Venmo's, it feels like they're trying to morph over to be a business-to-consumer thing. But you have Venmo listed on your platform. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so, you know, alternative payment methods like Venmo and PayPal and Coinbase and the buy now, pay laters have grown at 27% last year.
Wow.
A very interesting stat that we just found out last week was 19% of all transactions in the month of December were buy now, pay later transactions.
Wow.
Versus credit card and debit card transactions. One out of every five transactions was buy now, pay later last month.
Wow, that's staggering.
So it shows like how these alternative payment methods, and you know, we all hear about the Coinbase and the cryptocurrency craze.
Yeah.
And where is that adoption? I think, you know, I've gone to a few fintech conferences, one being Money 2020 in Las Vegas, which had the CEO of Coinbase speak. And they're seeing a lot of adoption on the B2B. And a lot of use cases and successful use cases, but it hasn't really carried over to the B2C, the consumer world yet. And I think that's only a matter of time.
Yeah.
But yeah, alternative payment methods like Venmo, PayPal, Coinbase, Affirm, Klarna, Afterpay, we offer them in a gateway called SensePass. And SensePass has built this gateway that offers all these different alternative payment methods all in one.
Amazing. Yeah, that is amazing. We're going to take a quick pause. We'll be right back. We're talking to Travis Christman, the president of Coastal Pay. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about their rates, same-day funding, all kinds of great stuff. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
I want to take a moment to introduce you to our partners at Diff Mix Productions. They are a top-tier podcast management company that makes podcasting as easy as making a cup of coffee in your own kitchen. DiffMix specializes in launching new podcasts and maintaining existing ones right from the comfort of your own home. No need to step into a studio or even change out of your pajamas. They've got the tech handled so you can focus on sharing your message. Whether you're a coach, trainer, salesperson, or someone who's just starting to explore the world of podcasting, DiffMix is here to help. They'll transform your podcast into a powerful lead generation tool without overwhelming you with the technical side of things. Ready to start your own podcast? Visit diffmix.com. The link is in the show notes. Let DiffMix handle the tech while you handle the talk. Now, back to our show.
So Travis, we were talking before the break about how you guys integrate with all these great systems. I saw that your site, you have a flat rate for your transactions. And so I'm not going to steal your thunder. Why don't you share what your guys' rate is and kind of explain the significance of it? Like, how does that compare to what people might see in the market?
Yeah. So on our website, we have the 2.5% flat with 15 cents a transaction. Our goal for this program is to have a very clear and simple pricing model. So merchants don't have to, you know, think about what I'm paying here, what I'm paying there. Can I save money? It's clear and simple. Apart from the flat rate, we also do a custom tailored rate. So if that program isn't meeting the merchant's needs and we need to custom tailor it, whether it's to debit cards, credit cards, you know, we've got three pricing models. We've got flat rate, interchange, and tiered. And so we can custom tailor that rate to best serve the business and maximize the savings and where everybody wins.
And for comparison, like I don't have this memorized, but I know I've, you know, even here at the Chamber, we use Square for a little while and different things. Like, how does that compare to something like Square or Stripe or whatever?
Excellent question. So, yeah, Square is going to come in around 2.75 to 2.95 for retail. And then they charge a little bit more, up to 3.7% for some e-commerce and high-risk B2B transactions as well.
Got it.
So, I would say we're about 50 basis points lower than Square with better customer service.
Yeah, very nice. Oh, that's excellent. And then, you know, having, you know, we, the Chamber, we transact a lot of transactions. Our biggest event at the Chamber is our street fair. And we have our street fair twice a year, and there's 850 to 900 vendors for each street fair. And so pretty much 95% of them or 98% of them are paying by credit card, you know, or some, you know, one of these methodologies to pay for their booth, right?
Yep.
And that's just that event. And then we have like, you know, big luncheons that'll have 450 people at them or whatever. And same thing. Most of those are paying for their luncheon by credit card. And then there's our monthly events, right? With our first Friday breakfast or this or that and happy hours. And people are frequently, if not exclusively, paying for those with their credit cards. So we dabble in this world, right? And so something really jumped out at me from your website, and it said same day funding. I mean, that's like, you're like speaking gold to these business owners who are, you know, it feels like we're waiting 3 days or whatever to actually get our money, you know, from those transactions. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we launched a program a little over a year ago with Elavon and US Bank, and where we can basically fund the merchant the very same day. A lot of times when you batch out a credit card transaction, you batch out by 7, 8 p.m. at night, you're not receiving those funds till the next day.
Yeah.
On Fridays, you're not receiving that money until Monday, sometimes Tuesday.
Yeah.
So with Elavon US Bank, we can, as long as we batch out by 10:30 Eastern time, 7:30 Pacific time, we can have that money in your account in an hour and a half.
Amazing.
On the same day, 7 days a week. The Federal Reserve just released a program called FedNow as well, where they can basically instantly fund transactions up to $500,000 24 hours a day.
Wow.
And so now what we're seeing is a lot of the banks are building out the infrastructure, the underwriting, the compliance to move that money a lot quicker. US Bank just happened to get there first. They're using the RTP network, real-time payment networks. So it's a little different. We know what cash is. We know what ACH is. We know what wires are. The RTP and the FedNow, they're just different platforms for the Federal Reserve to move money.
Wow. Very interesting. I mean, even going back, we were talking before the break about like Venmo and stuff. And of course, you know, when you pay or you get a payment from Venmo, they hold on to it for like a solid 3 days,
yep,
you know, before you get your money. And that's how they kind of earn their interest, it seems. So that's a phenomenal, you know, service or a phenomenal trend in the industry to move closer and closer to same day funding. And speaking of, I've mentioned your website a couple times. Why don't you share with everybody, like people who are listening and are like, man, these guys got great rates, customer service. I'm like, where do I find out more? Where would they go to learn more about Coastal Pay?
Yeah, our website's a good starting point. We break down, you know, the different types of industries. We've got software on there. We have retail on there. We have e-commerce on there. And we have enterprise. We service everything from Ford to T-Mobile to Chrysler to the hotels, the restaurants, the nail salons, the hair salons. Small all the way to the large. And, you know, you can click on the different links and then there's a contact us button there,
yep,
where you can fill out your information. And then you can always reach out to our toll-free number, 888-266-1715.
Perfect. And tell everybody what your website is.
www.coastalpay.com.
Nice and easy. Coastalpay.com. I like it. I was also noticing you are beyond just being an entrepreneur and a business guy, you're engaged in the community here. I saw, looks like a couple things that you're passionate about, Alzheimer's Association of San Diego and Habitat for Humanity. Tell us about those and what got you involved in those.
Yes, the fun part.
Yeah.
So my dad, you know, I've come in from a family where mom and dad always did philanthropy and wanted to give back. My dad was a very active participant for Habitat for Humanity.
Nice.
So out of high school, I started volunteering, you know, just little stuff on the side, volunteering a little bit at Habitat for Humanity. Then my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's about 15 years ago. Mm. And unfortunately, he passed away of Alzheimer's about 8 years ago.
Mm.
And so that's when, you know, my passion for giving back and getting more involved in you know, giving back became very high. So I decided to get involved with Alzheimer's Association in Denver when I was living in Denver. I did that for a couple years. When I moved back to San Diego, I wanted to get more involved. So I reached out to the local Alzheimer's Association here in San Diego, helped run their, I was their lead chair for the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Nice.
The last couple years. And this year, I'm the chair for the Alzheimer's Gala, working with the Longest Day, which is another event that we hold. Mm-hmm. And I joined the board of the Alzheimer's Association last year as well. So just really trying to, you know, do my part and give back and help such a nasty disease, unfortunately.
Yeah, love that. I had a grandfather who had Alzheimer's, and unfortunately, my wife's dad, my father-in-law's got early onset dementia, probably Alzheimer's, you know, stuff. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got one FDA-approved drug. The Lilly one is on its way for FDA approval, I think, this month. So we've definitely made a lot of progress in the last couple of years. and we've got a lot of room to grow, but there's a lot of good stuff on the horizon. I'll tell you, at the Alzheimer's Association, where we do town hall meetings. We used to do them once a year. I think we've got another one coming up in May, where it's open to the public for people that want to learn more about Alzheimer's, how to deal with it. Because when it hits you like it did me and my family, you don't really know what to do.
Yeah.
But if you go to ALZ.org, our website, you can find out more. And we've got, you know, board-certified clinicians 24/7 at no cost that are here to help out and be that resource.
Awesome. Well, thank you, by the way, for your leadership in that area, because that's, you know, as we've already talked about, it affects all of us in one way or another.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
So appreciate you being engaged in that. And thanks for coming down today. Now, did I miss anything about Coastal Pay that we want to make sure and sneak in there? Because I tried to cover it all, but if I missed anything, I don't want to cut you off.
I don't think so. I think we covered quite a bit.
Right on. Love it. Love your story. Love your entrepreneurial journey. And really appreciate you being part of our chamber. And so thanks for coming down and chatting with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today on our Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact podcast. If you got value out of our episode today, please hit the follow button on your favorite podcast app. And please tell a friend. Can't wait to see you next time on Carlsbad People, Purpose, and Impact.